Okay, good. All right. Again, this is Darren Vinette, your ambassador of Increase. And today we will be talking about, on our ASAP call, about designing our lives and crafting our lives in such a manner that it brings us ultimate fulfillment. You know, we can pursue things, we can pursue, amass great riches, and still not be happy. And so my concern today is to encourage you to not only accomplish your financial goals, but I don't want you to be limited to being rich. And I always tell people being rich has limitations. And so what do you really, really get when you get what you want and what you desire? And so we're gonna spend a little time, and I'm going to suggest several thoughts to you. If you are on the call today, could you please mute your phone? Just press *6. That will mute your phone from any background noises, and we'll get a better quality recording. So today I'm going to talk a little bit out of my book. It's called Rich Thoughts. And I wrote the book Rich Thoughts because consulting with a lot of high-end clients as well as everyday people, I realized that they all had one thing in common. They had several things in common. I realized that they all had 24 hours. They all had dreams, goals, desires. They all hurt and felt emotional pain just like others. But they all had a desire to excel, to reign and to rule. And that's an inborn nature that God has put in us, to have dominion and to rule. And so, but I also realized that the ones that struggled, the people that were that had money and things, but they still struggled. Their son didn't speak to them. Their wife slept on the couch, or their son's on drugs. And not to say that these are the only reasons why, but I've discovered that it was the quality of the thoughts in their thought life that determined their level of happiness and success. And so I began to start observing how some of the most wealthiest people were also some of the most unhappiest people. And so we're here on this call because, of course, we are investment-minded, we are entrepreneurs, we're people who have decided to change our lives by changing our financial status. But I want to encourage you as well as caution you today that life is more than just acquiring things and amassing wealth. I always say, I have a new statement that I've been sharing in the last couple of speaking engagements I've done, and I say, don't wait to be rich. Do not wait to be rich. Don't wait to be rich is simply a mindset or an attitude that, you know, riches don't acquire or they don't equate to everything. They don't equate to ultimate fulfillment. You know, riches and wealth and things are just tools that we use to make our world and the world that we want to create around us a lot better. Money is not only a tool, but it takes on the nature of the person who has it. And so I would encourage you to realize that the wealth that you're creating through real estate, through business investments and other things, they are a tool. They will take on your nature. And if you are cheap and tight and you're not if you're a reservoir and not a river, then it's going to stink. You know, here in Louisiana, we have you've heard me say it, the best food, the best music. But we also have swamps. And swamps don't have outlets. And a lot of times that we have a lot of what we call stinky swamps is because it's very much like the Dead Sea in Israel. If there's no inlet and no outlet, there's not a constant flow. We must realize and understand that money is another word for money is called currency. And the word currency means that it must have a current or a flow. It must have a direction. Your money needs a direction. Listen, just hanging right around the right people and changing your circle of influence it's very possible to create a better lifestyle. But I'm talking more or less about the other side of not only when you don't have what you want, but now when you do have the wealth, when you do have the increase, when you do have a few extra dollars in your account, your savings account, your emergency account. And so we're talking on the other side of that because, you know, and I don't want to oversimplify the process of being successful or acquiring wealth, but I'm also saying that at some point in time, you must realize and we must realize that, you know, you don't have to wait like the movie, don't have to wait to exhale. I would say that if you can enjoy the process enjoy your life, enjoy the riches that you may not realize and recognize you have now, and then when you acquire your goals and you meet your goals and acquire the wealth, guess what? You win twice. And when you win twice, I mean, that is the way you live. And it's almost like I call it the sweet spot. When you're living the dream, when you already have what you already possess the joy and the fulfillment of what you're working for, what you're laboring for, and then when you get it, it's a double reward. It's a bonus. And so that is, if you've listened to one or two of our first couple calls, I talk a lot or refer a lot about the core four. And those core four areas of everyone's life who's alive is, of course, your faith, your family, your finance, and your fitness. And so I challenge, as I don't want to just limit it to being entrepreneurs, I challenge as ambassadors, as kings and queens, as dominion rulers in the earth realm, is to master those core four realms. Not only to master them, but then create a balance. You know, in the arena of your faith and your value system, you want to make sure that you are balancing in your growing in your values. You want to make sure that you're winning in those areas of your values. In the area of your family and your relationships, you want to make sure that you are not just existing, that you're not just doing time, but actually you're paying time. You know, I read a quote the other day. It was by Nelson Mandela, and as many of you may or may not know, he was in prison, I think it was 30, 40 years of his life, because he stood up against apartheid in South Africa. And what was amazing was his mindset. It's exactly what we're talking about today, not waiting to rule. Well, if you're not familiar with him, he was imprisoned, and after 30, 40 years, he was released, and he became the national president, as we would refer to it, of his country. They quoted him, and this was a powerful thought. He said, "I wasn't doing time or I wasn't serving time. I was preparing." And, folks, you got to realize that that's a powerful mindset. He didn't consider what he was going through as doing time or serving time, or it was costing him, although we know it cost him a lot of freedom and opportunities and missed, engagements and parties and events, But he said his mindset was he was preparing. In other words, he knew he had a set time coming, and that's what I'm talking about today. There is a set time for you where you are at your best. It's your one moment in time. Whitney Houston, I refer to another example. Whitney Houston in the 1984 Olympics, she sang a song that still rings loud within my soul now. She says, "Give me one moment in time where I'm all that I thought I could be. There in that one moment, I'm embracing my destiny." And that's what I'm talking about today. We don't have to wait for the moment. Yes, you're an investor. I applaud you. But, our lives weren't designed to just wait till we can get to a certain financial status or wait till we acquire a certain property or wait till we have a certain this or a certain amount of money in our bank. You can live the good life now. And that's first of all by recognizing that God has blessed you with your now. And we talked last week about two weeks ago about our time. And time is that measuring rod that we've been given or blessed to measure how we've accomplished or how we're doing and faring well in pursuing and accomplishing our purpose. Well, you can take that same time, that now, your now, and if you want to continue this, consider this a continuation of our last session. And on time, it's another another add-on. You don't have to wait because you can take the time you have and you can invest that time. You can make that time great. Listen, tomorrow is not promised and the past is already gone. It's already spent. But what you have now is your most valuable resource. It's your most valuable asset. So I'm saying if you're listening to me, that means you have a now, then let's make now good. Let's make now great. Let's enjoy the process of acquiring wealth. Let's enjoy the process of, an investor has a mindset that he must, make a sacrifice in some cases or either let go of his resources of time, money, or whatever resources is of value, put it into the ground or into a system and then wait or trust that that system will reward him or repay him or reciprocate him. Well, that requires discipline. It requires patience. And so I'm simply saying that since you already have the mindset and the smarts enough to be an investor and be investment-minded, then do that same thing for your life. You know, to be willing to wait for something is a great, great skill set. I mean, patience is a weapon. Patience is a weapon that most people will never learn how to use or never want to use because most people are very impatient. You know, we say the patient people are the powerful people. So when you have the capacity to wait for something, whether it's your reward, your harvest, you are in a state where you're at peace. It's like, you know, there's a quote. I quote that the Bible from time to time. It says, godliness with contentment is great gain. So I'm saying that if you could find a way to be content, and, you know, that's different for everyone, but when you come to a place where you're content, then everything else becomes a bonus. You know, as a consultant, not just in business but in life, I sometimes consult people as it relates to their relationships. And I've learned and recognized that many times, specifically a lot of my female clients, they feel the biological clock ticking and why am I not married? And I say, well, you know, and I just explain to them some strategies of how to position themselves and how to attract and qualify or pre-qualify the right people. And many times they have to come to the realization that, you know, it's basically a mindset that you must have to love yourself and to be happy with yourself and to be content with yourself. And then when you get a man or a marriage, I mean, that just becomes a bonus. You know, I also personally have three daughters, and I've told my two oldest daughters that, listen, a marriage is a bonus. Because when you should be doing your life, and I'm going to use this as an example for us, whether it's marriage or business, you should be doing, I told my daughters, you should be doing your life so well in such a big way that it becomes magnetic. Listen, success is very magnetic. And so that when that person comes, they actually or can kind of be considered an interruption while you're doing your thing. And that's simply what I'm saying. That's another example of what I'm saying today. Folks, let's live our dream now. Let's enjoy the process. Find what makes you happy. Find who makes you happy and do that now. And some people say, well, you know what, I'm gonna enjoy life when I get there. And, hey, that's your choice. That's fine. But I'm saying we must make time and take time for what's really important. And I think you're really important. It's important enough for me to be on this call. You are important enough in yourself to make an investment in yourself, but also investment in this time together. You see, we're taking time to invest in our thought process right now and our mindset. I also believe that anything that's important, we make time for it. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a few examples. You know, I asked people, you said, well, I don't have, well, actually just yesterday I was talking to a young lady, and I said, well, you know, I offered her, she's a college student, and I know she didn't have money to pay me for my services. So several weeks ago I offered her an opportunity to coach with me for two sessions at no cost. And so these sessions are rather expensive. And she did not follow up on the session. So when I saw her at church, I said, hey, did you get the email? She says, yeah. I said, what's going on? She said, well, I haven't had time. Big excuse. And I said, you haven't had time. I said, really? I said, well, let me help you see how you do have time. I said, it's just an issue of your priorities. I said, now, did you use the bathroom today? And she started to laugh. I said, yeah. So you see where I'm going with this. I said, did you use the bathroom today? Did you eat today? You know, and I asked a series of questions of, you know, did you sleep? You know, and so I began to really help her understand that we really make time for what's important. And then I asked her the clincher question. I said, now, my services that I offer to you, which costs, you know, several hundred dollars for an hour, I said, if I gave you a check for $500, $600, would you find time to cash that check? And she laughed again. I said, exactly what I'm talking about. You see, we find time to go cash a check or deposit money. We find time for everything. But how many people find or make or create time to invest in themselves on every level? Money's not everything. Being rich is overrated. Trust me, it's overrated. You want happiness. You want fulfillment. I call it the difference between being rich and being wealthy is a whole world of difference. There's a sea of difference there. Being rich means you just have money, but being wealthy means that you have all those core federal areas I keep referring to in place, your faith and your value system, your family and your relationships, key relationships, your finance, as well as your fitness. And so I thoroughly want to, I hope I'm thoroughly explaining that, you know, you don't want to be one-dimensional. You don't want to be one-dimensional. You want to be multidimensional. You were born and designed and fashioned and created in such a way that you could design the world that you want and then actually manifest that. That's the fulfillment, the process of it. You know, it's almost like, you know, life is an exchange, and I'm simply saying, let's don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself, you know. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself, you know. Treat yourself along the way. Now, guys, today was my first day. I'm going to let you know some of my personal business. Today was my first day back on my my routine, my exercise and lifestyle change. And I'll be honest with you, I've started once and twice and I had to get back on it once and twice. And because when I travel, a lot of times it's very challenging to stay on your routine because some hotels don't have the equipment that you're used to and, of course, the diet. And so it is very challenging sometimes to stay on my routine, and I fell off. And so today was my first day back, and it was amazing. It was amazing because I got up at about 4:30, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to lay back down. I said, no, I can't do this. And so all I'm saying is that when I pushed forward and I took that time and I invested in myself, and I realized that, you know, I asked myself a question. If not now, then when? If not now, then when? Because you can keep pushing things off. And I'm simply saying that you design the life you want. Think about what you really value, what's really important to you, and then design your life around that. This is a big statement I'm going to make now. I thoroughly believe that you should design your work around your life, not your life around your work. I'm going to say that again. You should design your work around your lifestyle, not your lifestyle around your work. You know, and so what it means is that, you know, you work on your terms. And this is the spirit of the entrepreneur. The spirit of entrepreneur is simply the spirit of freedom, the spirit of an investor, the spirit of a farmer, you know, that is, you know, that's disciplined, that's intuitive. And so when I say design your life, you must look within yourself and find out what makes you truly happy. You know, I'm 51. At the end of this month, I'll be 52. But what I've realized is that I had to take a look at myself and realize what I wanted at 12 is not what I wanted at 52. It's not the same. I've got the same DNA. I've got the same eye print, the same fingerprints. But my mindset has changed. My value system has changed. And so I have to realize that what makes me happy, what makes me fulfilled is also constantly changing. This is why people who are not flexible in relationships or don't have meaningful or successful or happy relationships, because you must realize in a marriage, in a business, or any relationship, when you have two breathing human beings, they're always changing. They're always growing or they're always going down. There's no stagnant. There's no middle ground. And so when people are constantly changing, then you must be constantly changing. And you must identify, you know, the person that you're doing business with or the need. Think about it. The needs of your clients are changing. The needs of the real estate market is changing. The needs, everything is changing. And so if we're wise, we recognize those changes and we adapt. Well, changing times is a part of life. Well, I'm simply saying that in the process of changing times, don't forget to invest in yourself. Don't forget to pour into you. Don't forget to love yourself. Don't let yourself be put on the back burner. You know, invest in yourself. Go see Manny and Petty. You know, that manicure and pedicure. Go do something good for you because you are worth it. And, you know, that I can remember a point in time that was so hard for me to do because I didn't invest in myself. I was so wired on working, or as we call it, the grind. I said, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I want a better life. So now I'm saying that I'm a lot wiser. So I need to invest in myself as I go rather than when I get to some point in the road because now I've missed all the colors, all the scenery, all the opportunities. you know, God has blessed me with a awesome network of friends, you know, and I thank God for them because most of them stayed because I was so focused on work and the grind, you know, and you have to understand that I've never worked a job a day in my life. I'm 52, well, 50, I'm saying 52, but at the end of this month I'm going to be 52, but I've since 12 years old. So it didn't bother me to not go to the movies and go to parties because I had a dream, a vision, a goal, and I was going to make it happen. And so I that didn't bother me. I was focused. But in the process, I look back and I was like, wow, you know, I wouldn't, what I would change, you know, is the fact that I would live a lot more balanced. You know, when you hear statements and, you know, when you hear me specifically say, I've never worked a day in my life. I have a college, I mean, a high school diploma, and I didn't go to college, but yet I made millions. You know, but my point is that what am I saying? If I had to do it all over again, I would because that probably experience and exposure. You know, there's a lot of downsides. I'm trying to give you different examples from my personal life. There's a lot of downsides of just having influence and affluence. You know, being kind of like a whiz kid, nobody bothers you when you're making money. Nobody bothers you when you bless other people, especially at a young age. But then looking back, I would say, I wish I had someone to say, no, you need to check this area, you need to do that. Someone that got in my face and say, hey, look, you're doing great, but there's more in you. You know, and you, so my question to you is, who have you given permission to correct you? Who have you given permission to get in your stuff, so to speak, and say, hey, you know what, I know you're a good person, but you know, this area is out of line. Or you need to or you need to be mindful of this area. You know, most people who are not secure enough or wise enough to recognize that the person who corrects you is the person that actually deeply loves you, because it takes a risk to correct people. You know, even God himself says he corrects those whom he loves. And so when you correct someone, it's the highest form of love, because they not only risk your rejection, but they put themselves out in a posture that say, hey, look, this is the best. There's more in you. There's better in you. And I'm saying this today is that there's more to life than just money. We're going to focus on that. We're going to naturally do that. But I'm saying there's more to life than money. There's your personal peace of mind. There's your happiness. So let's talk a little bit about some things we can do to acquire that or to step into a new dimension of enjoying of personal enjoyment and fulfillment. Well, first of all, you need to evaluate yourself and constantly reevaluating yourself. I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. When I made 50, I tell you, in the last year and year and a half, I've gotten more accomplished when I hit 50 than probably the first 50 years of my life. I don't know. There's just a sense of timing that came upon me. And so, and to further illustrate that, you know, I evaluated what I like, what I don't like, what I like to eat, what I don't like to eat, places that bring me fulfillment and joy. I also noticed that I liked some type of real estate where others I didn't. I found out that I changed. I wasn't as excited as much about the beach as I was more well-manicured gardens and courtyards. You know, and everybody's different, but this is, I have to evaluate what feeds me. See, as an entrepreneur, as an investor, or as a human being, but specific entrepreneurs and leaders, we put out a lot. So I'm simply saying, because you are wired to put out a lot and you're focused, you need, just like you put out a lot, you have to have something to put back into you. If you put out a lot, then put back a lot into you. You know, we talked last couple of sessions ago about using our time. Ask yourself the question while you're reevaluating, what is the set time for your recreation? The root word of recreation is to recreate. You see, you were designed to produce and to develop and to reign, to crush it, to live the ultimate life, but you're also designed to rest, because it's through your rest that you recreate. Your body restores itself when you rest. And a lot of times when we're not resting or scheduling rest or recreation time, then we're forced to do it. I hate to say it, but sometimes the best thing for someone to happen to them is they wind up in the hospital. And that's the worst way to get rest, because they've got to pay for rest, but they tell you to rest. And so let's be wise and recognize the signs and the symbols is that when we have time given to us, let's use our time to work, to play, to rest and recreate, to invest in others, to invest in ourselves physically, emotionally? When is your time to just think? Just get quiet and think. Breathe deeply. Just hear yourself breathing deeply. You know, these are things that you could consider. I always say find what feeds you. Find who just, you've heard me mention before, I lost a wife when she was 39 years old to breast cancer. And I can remember so vividly that you hear me say it when the doctor came in the room. He said, "Mr. Vinette, your wife is a very sick woman." And he told me that all disease starts with stress. And I never forgot that. If all disease starts with stress, I realized that's why they call it dis-ease. Something diseased you or made you uncomfortable. And so I realized that day I made a commitment and a vow to myself. Anything or anybody that stressed me, I was going to get rid of it. Now, if you're married, you can't get rid of your mate. But I'm simply saying that, you know, find what feeds you. Find what stresses you and eliminate it. I also noticed that things that stressed me was the rush, rush, rush. And so even in the printing and promotional business that I have, you know, I started to turn some jobs away because more than money, they brought stress with them. And it would rob me in certain areas. So they pay me money to do a job, whether it's a print job or a graphics job, but then it puts stress on me and my whole staff. And they're like, was it really worth it? Was it worth the damage it did to my mindset, the stress it put on my blood vessels and my arteries? Was it really worth it? You know, and of course we can't avoid all stress. Some stress is actually good for us. But I'm simply saying that evaluate yourself at this point of life, wherever that is, and say, hey, what feeds me at this point in my life? What makes me happy? What reaches my core and inspires me? Who inspires me? And, you know, through technology, you can access a lot of, you can get a lot of stuff free just from accessing YouTube. And you can learn to do anything, but you can also be inspired, you know, podcasts, YouTube. I mean, there is no excuse for finding the inspiration and motivation. I pray that some of the things I'm saying will give you practical wisdom and inspire you to do more, to have more, to be more. But at the same time, there's a whole world there for us. There's literally no excuse. And so not only that, reevaluating yourself, but finding an accountability partner. Who is it that you can talk to say, hey, you know, this is the way you should consider thinking about this. You know, finding someone that you can relate to, has the same or similar to challenges that overcame or that's in the process with you. That will help you so much. You know, we don't have to do life alone. We were born for connection, folks. We were born for connection. And so I don't care. You know, we have cell phones right now that have, oh, my God, I mean, the average phone's got over 20, 30 apps. And apps are simply designed, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, they're designed to make your life faster, easier, more convenient. And all I'm saying is that it doesn't matter how many apps or things you got going on in your life. If you don't plug that phone up, at some point in time, the battery's going to go dead, and you're not going to have use of your apps. So it doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how wise you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're not plugged in and enjoying your life and tapping into other people, other resources, then you're going to be dead. You're going to live just a plain old humdrum, boring life without fulfillment. You know, and I would also tell you, find the people, you know, your family, and your identify those family and friends that really value and appreciate you, that honor. There's a word that we don't use anymore called honor. Honor is just simply being respectful and respecting. Listen, I don't have to like you to respect you. You know, when you go into a courtroom and say, all rise, the honorable, there's that word honor again, the honorable judge whoever, then whether you know that judge or not, the honorable thing to do is to stand. And if you don't stand, they'll have a way to let you know that you're either going to stand or you're going to find out the other side of that wall, what's on the other side of that wall. And so when we talk about honor, let's put aside what we feel and what we like and just be honorable to ourselves. Honor yourself by giving yourself some free time, some recreational time, and enjoying yourself. And so be honorable to yourself, but as well as others. Find who honors you. You know, if you're surrounding yourself by what I call toxic people who don't honor your dreams, they're always telling you what you can't do, or what you should have done or how they could have done it better, they're not honorable. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Or if you can't get rid of them, don't share your dreams with people. Listen, we must qualify people that have access to our lives at some level. You know, I don't give my pearls, my great thoughts, my God-inspired ideas, my innovative, creative, genius ideas to people who laugh at them or discredit them. I share with people who honor me with their ears and their support and their encouragement. Those are the people I share with. And so, you know, you don't give your pearls to the swine, so to speak. You don't just talk and give and serve people who are very disrespectful and dishonorable. Who honors you? That's who feeds you. That's who motivates you. That's who encourages you. That's who stands with you. And so I'm going to encourage you to live, you know, I look at it like this. You know, whatever is in your life that goes unrecognized then goes uncelebrated. And when it goes uncelebrated, it usually exits your life. I'll repeat it again. Whatever goes unrecognized goes uncelebrated, and what goes uncelebrated usually exits your life altogether. How many relationships have you lost because you didn't recognize that that person was a valuable asset to you? And then you couldn't celebrate them or acknowledge them, so and then they eventually left. I'll give you a true story. 12, 15 years ago, I hired of course, you guys know I own a printing and graphics business, one of my businesses, and I hired a superstar designer. This guy was amazing. He could run circles around me as well as the two or three other artists that I had on staff. And so I hired this guy with the full intention of him being the lead designer because, of course, I wanted to expand and I couldn't be there to manage and to encourage and the whole nine yards. So I said, well, hey, it's worth the investment to hire this superstar designer, good attitude, and I'll bring him in. Fast forward, he comes in. He truly inspires and gains the support and the honor of everyone on staff. And he's an award-winning artist. And so it was truly an honor to have someone like that on our staff and to help us be more creative. Well, in the process of this, of time, of him working there, a little bit over a year, his production and his work output began to decline. And so I spoke with him. I said, hey, man, what's going on? How's everything going? Oh, okay, some small talk. So that I just kind of left it at that. Several weeks later went by. I saw no change, and I brought him into the office again. I said, hey, listen, man, you know, I'm just talking to you. You know, I hadn't seen any difference. You know, is there anything you want to share with me? And, you know, pretty much the same response. I said, well, listen, I said, the next time we're going to have to, you know, take another course of action. Well, fast forward, here he is in my office again. And now I know I'm faced with that. If I don't do something with this guy because everyone's watching, they'll feel that behavior tolerated is behavior perpetuated. So if I tolerate his behavior, and it will be perpetuated. And basically, he was not just producing you know, as many projects as I knew that he was capable of doing. And then he would, you know, started coming in late. And so, you know, I could not allow that behavior as a manager, owner. And if I did, I knew it would perpetuate and others would feel to do it. And so I, make a long story short, I fired him. And so he did correct himself being on time because that was non-negotiable. But as far as his workload, he didn't produce. And so when I fired him, I realized several weeks later that that was the biggest mistake I'd ever made. And here's the reason why. And this is the whole point of our, you know, little talk today. What I realized was that when he left, the whole morale and the spirit of the house, so to speak, the facility went down. Because what I discovered was he brought something more than what he produced. He brought something more than just making money. He brought a good, happy, cooperative spirit to the job, to the workplace. He was the maestro. He was the conductor, so to speak. And in him doing so, others produced really, really well. They enjoy the environment. They enjoy working together. And, of course, because I was following the book, you know, I let him go. And so in doing so, I realized that some people bring different things to the table. It's not all about dollars and cents. Yes, he did do some work, and yes, he was technically wrong. But in being technically wrong, what did I really lose? And so, of course, we continue to work with him on some other projects, but it was never the same as my point. And so you don't want to go through your life. My point is, focused on making money and acquiring things that you lose the joy of the process of everyday working. You don't actually get the fun of working together. I spoke at a church on Father's Day this past year, and I shared with them that one way to measure the quality of a father or the quality of a home is by the level of laughter in the home. The level of fun. How many times do we laugh at home anymore? Do we really laugh outside of home? And so I'm encouraging you today to check your fun meter. Have a little fun. Have a little fun. I have a poster. It's in my garage, and it says, keep it fun. Keep it fun. And I'll share with you some things I did to bring back the morale in the production, because in production is very challenging at times. So what I did was, just to show you how there's a wise way to deal with any situation. So I knew that I technically wasn't wrong, but I also knew that it affected the morale of my business. And so what I did was, they were having some rough times, and we were having a rough morning one morning, and I told everybody stop. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock. I said stop. Everybody shut it down, and we got in the company vehicle, and I drove them to the movies. That's what I did. I took them to the movies. We all agreed upon a movie. I paid for it, bought them popcorn, candy, and we came out of the movies about 2.5 hours later, and the morale was back. Why? We had some fun. We took time. That was taking time. It was an investment that I made. So was I really losing something? Yes, technically, according to the books, I was, but I really wasn't losing. I was investing in the morale and the quality, the overall well-being of my staff. And they made my job easier. They made the business more profitable. And so if you notice that example, I showed you where I screwed up, so to speak, or didn't make the wisest example, but I also showed you how that same gift of recognizing the core need of people to enjoy life and enjoy the process, I said, well, you know what? I had to go outside the lines. Who brings their staff in the middle of the day, say, shut it down, go to the movies? I did, and that's what I'm telling you. Today, folks, you must realize that the business world is just like every other world. It's an innovative world. People and millions are being made outside the lines. Do not try to stay inside the lines, because it doesn't work that way anymore. It used to be you could work a 9-to-5 job, work for 25 years, retire, get a gold watch, and retire and be happily ever after. It doesn't work that way anymore. This is the reason why you have 18 and 22 and 24-year-olds crushing it and living the life that we only dream about, because they don't follow the rules. And we live in an innovative society and an innovative culture right now that rewards creativity and innovation. And so I'm telling you today that if you follow the rules, I'm not trying to tell you to be a rebel, but be sensitive to realize that, wait a minute, this is an opportunity that I need to go outside the rules. I need to go outside the borders, the traditional guidelines, for the end result of my personal fulfillment, my personal happiness. And so there is so much more I could talk about using your time. I do want to say one more thing, and then we're going to open up for a little Q&A or a little comments. And I want to remind you that everything I was talking about today was simply a law of exchange. The law of exchange means that you exchange inhaling for exhaling. You exchange dollars for, cents for dollars. You exchange, it's the law of exchange. Exchange means that you only make exchange, the New York Stock Exchange. You only exchange because you expect better or bigger. So your process of doing business is just an exchange. You're going to exchange money for a property. You're going to exchange, vice versa. It's the law of exchange. Why was I saying this and describing this all throughout time today? Because here's how it works. Whatever law that you break will eventually break you. Whatever law you break will eventually break you. So don't break the law of exchange. And this is the law I was describing today, the law of exchange, exchanging, you know, some peace of mind for all your hard work, exchanging a little inhaling for exhaling. And so we I hope that something's been said today to encourage you, to inspire you, or to help you along your way. I'm going to take the last few minutes now for people who want to share comments or express questions or concerns. And if you hit *6, it will unmute yourself. Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns?
Hey, this is Forrest. How are you?
Okay, well, if there's no more, if there are no questions, no comments, no concerns.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man, I couldn't hit the buttons right. Sorry. This is Forrest. How are you?
Hey, Forrest, how you doing, man?
Good. Sorry, I'm in my truck, man. Hold on one second.
No problem.
Get rid of
no
this.
Problem. Well, we're glad you can make it nonetheless.
Yeah, thank you for showing up, too, on this holiday weekend. Good thing you didn't get stuck in traffic.
No, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'm committed, man.
Good. So I will take you up on that free offer. I will show up. I'll make time.
Awesome.
Now, for you, you said that other lady wouldn't make time for you. I'll make time
mm-hmm.
for you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'll tell you like this, Forrest, the opportunity that presents themselves every day, people overlook them, you know. And one of the things I'm going to teach you guys, because we've got a year together, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make a claim. If you give me a year of your life, you'll never be the same. And that's what I tell all my coaching clients. And the reason why is I'm not going to talk one dimension. If you notice, I'm talking more of a balanced life, because it hurts me. It's sickening to see people who are filthy rich, and their daughters have no respect for them because they're ignorant. They're brilliant in one arena, but they're ignorant in another arena. You know, I always say they're Superman in the business world, but they don't know how to be Clark Kent with their daughters or their wives. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I'm saying to you is that, man, if you show up, you know, we're going to do this thing. And then, of course, at some point in time, too, we're going to I'm going to offer everyone some free strategy sessions, because, you know, my thing is that if I spend time with you guys on this phone call and I don't make a difference, if I don't increase your life, then I've wasted your time. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know. So I appreciate
and
you showing up. Go ahead.
Yeah, another thing, you know, somebody has to be ready to receive as well. You know, and a lot of people don't perceive that, you know, time is finite.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people just aren't ready to receive. Like, I have three stepchildren that live in Malaysia, and, you know, one of them receives, you know, what I speak and what I give to them, you know, like a sponge, and, you know, the other two, they got other things to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have friends to hang out with and Snapchat to post on and, you know, all these other things, but, you know, one kid just can't get enough, you know, and, it's just interesting how they have to be ready to receive. It's on point to what you said earlier about how, you know, people are going to laugh at you and, you know, are not going to take you seriously. Then you're not going to give them your pearls. And, you know, I was, you know, thinking about my kids when you were saying that, and how, you know, there's two ways. One, you have to keep breathing in because you never know when they're going to be ready. And you never
yeah.
know if they're going to be too embarrassed to, you know, tell you that they're ready. So, you know, you have to keep speaking into it. But at the same time, the ones that, you know, do ridicule and mock and don't take you seriously, there comes a point where you're like, okay, I've done what, you know, I feel that I'm required to do here. And, you know, I showed them, and now it's, you know, they can go figure it out, you know, or their timing or whatever.
Awesome. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up about the children. We're going to do some sessions on children, and specifically family, because family involves a wife, a husband, you know, blended families are another challenge. And so I'm glad you brought that up, because that is somewhere down the line on our schedule. If you guys haven't accessed, I just joined the private Facebook, Larry's private Facebook group. I will be posting more. I've made one post there, but I will be posting more between now and our next session, and I'll be a lot more active on there, because I try to put some inspirational things out there, but at the same time let everyone give everyone a reminder of the cause. I want us to grow together. Let me tell you why I do this. You know, obviously this is a part of my business, but let me tell you, this is the secret weapon. Most people don't get it. Every person is a gold mine if you would take the time to mine them. If you take the time, every person is a walking gold mine. So if I get the opportunity, okay, let me just put it down in numbers and facts. There's 7.2 billion with a B people in the world right now. There's no way possible I'll meet them all. I mean, that's just fact. That's just true. So if I get the opportunity to meet you or interact with you on a call or in person, if I'm smart, I won't take that for granted. So who would have known that 3 weeks ago, what, 4 weeks ago, I would meet Forrest on the phone? You know what I'm saying? So if I'm smart, if I realize that, remember I just said, whatever goes unrecognized goes uncelebrated, and what goes uncelebrated exits your life. Could it be possible the million-dollar deal that you were looking for, you've already ran past the person? Could it be possible the wife or the husband you've been dreaming of, you didn't recognize them? And I tell people, just slow down. That's what we're talking today. Smell the flowers, but also observe, you know, while you're doing life. And so, you know, we live in a culture that's so fast-paced. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, you guys, I just went last week on vacation since the last time of our last call. I went to the Biltmore, and because I just began to realize that I appreciate more fine-tuned, well-manicured gardens. Blew me away. I just really just – that's probably the best – now, I've been all parts of the world. But that one was amazing, because, you know what? It's someone's home, and your house is going to take on a certain spirit. That's what I mean. What's the spirit of your house? Is it tension and stress and driven and manipulation and control and deceit? Or is it a peaceful place? Mm-hmm. Like, man, when I come here, people relax. Do people run from your house? You know, is it like the, what do you call it, the Beauty and the Beast? You know what I'm saying? You know, she brought some joy to that house. She changed the culture. Give someone permission to change the culture of your house. This is real success right here. This is uncommon. This is why, let me tell you my secret. There's so many motivational, inspirational speakers in the world. You know why I get the call? Because I'm not impressed by your money. Let's talk about your life outside your business. Because ultimately, it's going to come back to that anyway. And so I decided to do something different. And, you know, I want to thank Larry Goins so much for allowing me to come and share this, because quality people bring you quality people. But guess what? Crazy people bring you crazy people. So, you know, I want to thank Larry Goins for, you know, allowing me to share this type of thought process, because it is uncommon, and you guys are also uncommon. So I'm looking forward. This is not just business for me. This is an opportunity for further relationships. So, yeah, Forrest, we will be talking along with everyone else. You know, that, like you said, if you want to. You know, I'm here to serve. I'm here to make a difference, you know. So is there anyone else have any questions or comments? Only once.
Yes, I have a question. My name is Mary.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Good. I started on your calls maybe last month, and you mentioned a test, and you mentioned a site that I could go to take this test.
The DIFF test.
Me and my partner, right, and I couldn't, for some reason, I couldn't pull up the site. I was hoping to be able to get that and take the test.
Yeah, it's a free test, and there's also a paid version. You can pay more, and it's called the DISC disc, like a CD disc, disc test. And I think it's disctest.com. If you run into a problem, just inbox me on Facebook. I'm in the private inner circle group,
right.
And I'll put out there. But also, I'm going to find a way to start putting some of our little notes from, you know, our sessions on there for people who may not be tapping in. And let me tell you, you guys, listen, when you create a fire and things start to burn, people start showing up. So
yeah.
I never worry about that. But what I am saying is that that this test is very, very good because it allows you to find out who you're working with, because everybody has different personalities. And I will share this with you as well. When you go there, it's a free version. When I hire employees, I give them a free disc test in my office. And after the interview, if I determine or discern that they're worth, when I say worth, when I mean qualified and worth-wise for the job or the position I'm looking for, then I pay for the extended paid version. And it's invaluable because it's me. You know, this is me in my life, and, of course, it's me in my job. And basically it just tells you your strengths, your weaknesses, your personality. I am going to do some teaching on the four temperament types. That's very, very powerful. There are ways that you don't have to be clairvoyant or a witch or somebody to read somebody. There's practical ways you can know about how to read people, you know, their body language and all different types of things. Remember, everything good that God has, the devil has a counterfeit. You know, and so what we'll do is, you know, we'll elaborate on, you know, maybe we'll do some take a time on the disc. But anything I say that you need elaboration or collaboration on, please reach out. I want you guys to know I'm here for you, you know. So,
okay.
But that's disctest.com.
Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Thank
you for showing up, man. I really appreciate it. Put some comments on the Facebook group, and then I'll start replying, and we'll create some conversation and some action there as well, too. I want to thank everybody for showing up. It's my joy to do this. I love this. Is what I was born to do. So please, I'm already – go ahead.
Please tell us your name again. I missed your name.
My name is Darren Vinette, D-A-R-R-E-N. Last name is Vinette, V as in victory, I-N-N-E-T-T, Darren Vinette. And if you can't remember that or you can't find it, I'm going to tell you the easiest way. I'm also known as the Ambassador of Increase. So I tell people when I'm doing radio, TV, whatever, I say, when you're ready for increase, just go to readyforincrease.com. And so that's something that for those of you who are authors or speakers, or even in business, you want to, I'm definitely going to cover that. That's in my blood. Branding. If you notice how I crafted my website, I spelled my name, and some people spell Darren with an I-N. Mine's E-N. Some people spell Vinette with one N. I have two N's. Some people put an E on the end of T's, and mine don't. So I began to realize, wait a minute, I can miss opportunities from sales and marketing. I'm doing a radio show, so I say, wait a minute, I'm going to brand myself as the Ambassador of Increase, and then I'm going to say, when you're ready for increase, go to readyforincrease.com. And so you see how easy it is? Because everybody would easier know how to spell that. So mm-hmm. If you go to readyforincrease.com, you'll see my little life story in 30 seconds. I'll have a lot of reading there because I know people don't like to read. But it'll give you an idea of who I am and why I'm on this call and why I'm in excited about helping you in any capacity. And on, of course, on that Facebook group, I'll be a lot more active on that that private Inner Circle group page.
Okay.
Thank you.
Please put your comments on the put them out there, and you know, good or bad, let's deal with it. Because at some point in time, I always say, you know, we got to get to the tough stuff as well too. And so we will we'll get to that. And I'm very excited. I'm so excited. I don't know if you guys realize or not. But you can't see it. I don't use notes. I've done other events for Larry, and I literally talk for 8 hours. I'll never run out of content. But I have so much to share with you guys. And you probably noticed that I'm more concerned about not just your money, but every other area of your life. And so we will deal with that. And you're going to find that when you get those other areas straight, it's going to release your money. It's amazing, guys. It's really amazing. So, again, this is Darren Vinette, your Ambassador of Increase, and I look forward to the next session. And thank you so much for showing up. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you, Darren. Mm-hmm.